Hello, and welcome to this edition of EMS Now Up Close. I am Eric Miskell with EMS Now. And today I get to speak with François Monnet. He is the one of the co-founders and the chief sales and marketing officer with Cogiscan. François, it's been a while since we spoke, and so I look forward to the opportunity to get caught up on some things going on. But it struck me in getting ready for this that you founded Cogiscan in 1999, before Industry 4.0 became this big thing and all these things going on. So my question really is kind of what is it that you and your other two co-founders, Vincent and Andre, kind of saw in the market that motivated you or compelled you to begin this company?
Sure. Well, the common thread, Eric, is that Andre, Vincent, and I were all working as manufacturing engineers for IBM at the beginning of our careers. And you remember, in those days, IBM was really much at the forefront of manufacturing technology and digital technology, for that matter, making the biggest and best computers in the world and using that technology to improve their own manufacturing efficiency. So we were, I guess, exposed to that kind of thinking early on. And then we still saw a lot of opportunities for improving that, right? Later on in my career, when we started actually Cogiscan, I was working for Universal Instruments. And there we could see that, different machine brands and models have different protocols to communicate, it's very hard to put it all together and to really achieve what we want to achieve. I mean, from a computer side, from the IT side, what data you want, but it's not easy to get that data, in a way that's accurate and so on. So we've been kind of starting from that point on and trying to connect to the shop floor to get the data, the accurate and real-time data to be able to analyze that and improve operations. And that's a very basic thing that we were trying to do in 1999, and we're still basically trying to do today, right? So nothing has changed that much.
And in 1999, there were probably no APIs, were there?
Correct, or very few, right? And fast track now to 25 years later, and there's still no widely accepted industry standards, even though there are many attempts to try to do that. And and things have improved overall, but still from far from where we should be, I guess, as an industry, and not just in electronics manufacturing and manufacturing in general. I think there's still a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah, no, very good. That's anyway, I mean, kudos to you. That just it jumped out at me in preparing for this today. And we've never spoken about that. So I'm just a little curious. So thank you for your
No
response.
problem. The one thing we did, we missed it. We didn't come up with the term Industry 4.0 by ourselves, or we were calling our product Smart Material Control back then, which is kind of close to smart manufacturing. So maybe
Yeah.
a little bit of it.
So we have you to thank for all that. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You're welcome.
We should talk to your marketing department, have them
Yes.
leverage that. Listen, what I wanted to talk, there's a lot of pressure on EMS companies these days, and for a variety of reasons. And so I wanted to kind of ask you kind of what you're seeing and if there's anything in particular that you're seeing from the Cogiscan perspective and that you're kind of helping customers with.
Sure. Well, there's a continuing pressure, and pressure comes from ultimately the OEMs, right? The big companies like Apple, Tesla, and these companies, and Cisco, who ask contract manufacturers, how they want things to be built and what kind of data they want to go with the product that are being built. So traceability has been an increasing, requirement for years and years. That keeps on going. So the more data, more traceability data required with each product that's being built, for sure, for different reasons. But now also what we've seen recently is a twist in trying to get into more of the efficiency side of the operational data. And why that is primarily because of this all this push towards a sustainable or green manufacturing, right? So the OEMs have their own targets that they want to be carbon neutral or whatever that is. And they're pushing that requirement to their contract manufacturers, right? So they say, okay, not only do I want to know how you build my product, I also want to know how efficiently you're building my product, right? So that comes with a whole new set of requirements, and that's driving, in our case, actually a lot of business for because trying to improve sustainability, if you go back to the factory floor, what does that entail? It's essentially trying to get squeeze more good product out of your assets. You know, you cannot really reduce electricity or the environment in your factories, but what you can do is try to get more out of existing assets, right? So how do you squeeze out more efficiency? Well, unless you strip and start over again, which is not necessarily a good thing from a sustainable point of view, using digital technology to more precisely measure what's going on, right? To know at all times where you're losing potentially, where you're wasting different things like wasting time, wasting materials, wasting energy, right? Because you're not producing 100% efficiently. So it comes down to connected assets, connected production, right? Mm-hmm. Connect to your assets, measure how well they're doing, and then try to identify where this waste is coming from. What allows you to continuously improve and really be able to achieve those types of challenges. So this is what we're seeing that's kind of new of the last year or two, I would say. We didn't see that before.
Yeah, and you know, that's interesting. When I think about CogiScan, what they do, I see is kind of, you know, that, as you say, collecting the data, right? Mm-hmm. First connect, as the tagline used to be, but first connect, and kind of helping to make sense of that data and then trying to share that some relevant way to take action. And it's really that making sense of the data that's the key to it, right? To kind of, so you must have, you know, your analytics, your advanced analytics in there that are taking all of this large amounts of data from variable machines, mm-hmm. and trying to improve operations. Can you speak to that, kind of the analytics side of it?
Sure. I mean, analytics is a wide spectrum of things, right? We can start from very basics to very advanced. And of course, the more advanced involve things like AI and machine learning and so on. And that's all exciting. And we love to talk about that kind of stuff. But most manufacturers are nowhere near that yet, right? They're still at the point where they're trying to connect to their different machines. They're trying to calculate basic KPIs. If you think about it, just one or two meaningful KPIs like OEE, for example, you know, measures all aspects of efficiency. You know, your productivity, your performance, your quality. It's all rolled into that one KPI. So you don't need necessarily 100 different measurements. You need a couple of important KPIs to assess how you're doing in terms of using your assets, using your production efficiently. And if you can take that, you know, and again, even if you look at an SMT line, you know, we all know that, you know, the bottleneck typically would be the pick and place in terms of output anyways, right? So if you only start with just connecting to your pick and place and, you know, do that on a larger scale to be able to measure your pick and place across multiple lines, multiple products, multiple shifts, for example, already you're starting to have a pretty interesting picture. And if you can take that data, starting with the OEE, and let's say one day you say, okay, on average, I'm running at, you know, 50%, whatever the number is. And if I go below 45%, I would like to have some kind of a warning, right? That, oh, I'm going in the wrong direction. And once you get that warning, then you can drill down, okay, which line is actually, not all the lines are running at exactly the same level, but maybe there's some lines that are really doing bad right now. Which lines are those? And then drill down to that line and find out which machines is causing that. And once you get to that single machine, then drill down to which parameter in that machine, again, using the example of a pick and place, mm-hmm. is it, I mean, the light is, sometimes the light is green. You think everything is going great, right? There's boards coming out the machine, but maybe there's a feeder that's currently not adjusted properly. That's throwing parts in the bin, you know, at the rate that makes no sense. You're wasting a lot of money, materials, and time and efficiency, but it doesn't even show unless you can actually get that data from the machine and display it, you know, in the right way. So it could be as simple as that, right? You say, okay, I'm looking at one KPI, it's OEE, just on pick and place. And as soon as something's wrong, I'm going to get a warning, and I'm going to be able to, within a couple of clicks, identify this specific feeder needs to go to maintenance right now, right? Mm-hmm. Or that nozzle on that head, on that spindle requires maintenance, for example. So this is the type of thing that's fairly easy to do nowadays, right? We can do that, and we've been doing this for quite a few years. But we need to do it on a broader scale now. So we have manufacturers who not only want to do that on the individual factories, but they want to do that at the global level, right? So they run 25 factories. Somebody wants to be in his office somewhere and look at all the factories around the world, how they're running, and be able to identify you know, what's going on and what can be improved. So this is exactly the kind of discussions we're having right now with our customers.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, I mean, you said that it's not so widely adopted, but do you see it most relevant in particular sectors? I'm thinking kind of the regulated industries. Are they further ahead that, you know, the auto, aeronautics, medical, right? Those kind of more so than some of the other more consumer, I hate to call it throwaway electronics, but you know what I mean.
Sure. Yeah. We're seeing that automotive is definitely a very strong driver for that. And as many of these trends, Europe is probably also in the leading seat for that, you know. So European automotive companies are putting a lot of pressure on their supply chain to improve efficiency, to achieve sustainable manufacturing. But that's, you know, I mean, another big customer of ours is producing solar panels, right? So it's in their core mindset is to be sustainable and encourage those kinds of technologies. So in this case, they're actually, you know, buying the CogiScan technology and implementing that at their contract manufacturers because they want to be able to, you know, they're dealing with a big supply chain with some of the tier one EMS, but more than one EMS. So they need to have the same system in every factory, whether it's their own factories or EMS number one or EMS number two. They want to be able to get the same data from all these different factories and bring that back into a global dashboard so they can really measure, control, and improve their overall supply chain. So that's the kind of thing we're seeing now that we didn't see a few years ago as well.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You know, I think about and within those sectors specifically, for the data, there's kind of a short term and a longer term kind of a purpose, right? There's the, as you've been indicating, on the line of things are going wrong, how to adjust and fix it on. Then there's also the longer term for the traceability aspect, right? That you have medical, if something goes wrong down the street, they want to come back and be able to pull all those products. So kind of speak to that a bit, if you would.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. And these things are very closely interrelated, right? When we implement a system for traceability, we implement the same connectivity to the machines, right? It's just that we're tracking which component lots were placed onto which board serial number, for example, or you know, which solder paste batch was used on that screen printer when that board was produced, those kinds of things. And you can go to process, you know, which temperature, which speed was used on this equipment, and so on. But the same connectivity also allows you to calculate the KPIs and bring out those global dashboards I was talking about, right? So ideally, once you're connected to an asset, you want to do these different things. And so we're talking about, you know, traceability, we're talking about API and dashboards and, you know, productivity measurements, but also things like material control, machine control, error proofing. You know, I mean, it's nice to know when you're having some issues, but you're trying to still prevent that as much as possible through automation, right? So all of that is essentially, we're talking to the same machines when using the same kind of software. So that's how actually our product has evolved over the years. You know, when we initially connected to the machines, it was primarily for material control reasons to know how many parts have been consumed by pick and place. And then it evolved to traceability. And now it's evolved to global KPIs and dashboards. So this is how basically the same connector has just evolved to gather more data to serve more purposes. But you can have the same architecture or the same software doing all these different things at the same time. Actually, you want that, right?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you mentioned there that that OEMs, the applying the pressure to the contract manufacturers in this case, is this, these processes really just become a table stakes for manufacturers today then? It's just required by the OEMs?
For sure, yeah. I mean, depending which sector, which type of customers they serve, right? If it's consumer, like you said, maybe not as much as if they're doing automotive or medical and so, but let's take the automotive, for example, because it's a very big sector in terms of volume, right? Mm-hmm. And then also very high reliability at the same time. So anybody who wants to be in the automotive industry has to have really sophisticated traceability systems in place today. I mean, some are even buying the traceability system as part of their marketing effort to try to gain new automotive customers, right? So it's kind of, I think, build it and they will come because if a customer comes in and say, well, I need traceability, you don't have it, say, oh, give me the contract and I'll buy it. Well, this one already has it, right? So I'll go to this one instead. So, but again, this is kind of what we were seeing in the past few years. Now we're seeing more than that. It's not just traceability. I also want to know about your efficiency. Okay. So, and not only do I want to know your efficiency, how you calculate it, I want to personally put in my own system. I'm going to calculate it myself, right? Because I want to be able to compare apples with apples. So in a few short years, it's really it's gone up to different scales of data requirements driven by these drivers.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you're seeing OEMs who are actually specifying, you know, maybe the CogiScan solution to their CM. Would they pay for that too then?
In some cases, yes. That's the difference. In the past, they were basically, they would say, okay, these are my traceability requirements. There's a specification, right? This is the data that I need. And it's your job to figure out how to do it. And by the way, I'm not paying for it. I'm telling you, this is what I need. It comes together with my business. But now it's more than that. It's okay, this is what I want. And by the way, I'm going to pay for it. And somebody will come in and install this. And I have full access to the data. It's my data, right? Even though you're building my boards, this is my product and I want to know everything about it. So there's no in between, there's no filtering of the data. There's no, and also again, if you have different systems, they're measuring things in different ways. It's hard to do comparisons, you know, from one company to another. Let's say you're building the same product around the world in five different factories with three different companies. How do you know, how they're doing relatively speaking, unless you're using the same system to measure everything. Yeah. In a case like that, that's where the OEM is actually saying, okay, I'm going to pay for this, yes, and you know the EMS basically has not really any alternative than to implement it.
Oh yeah, exactly. you know, that's interesting because you know, I've spoken to some equipment manufacturers as an example who, you know, they have programs for their equipment. So say it's AOI, SPI, those machines on a line to communicate with each other. And in some cases, they can communicate to some of the other equipment on the SMT line, but on a limited basis.
Yep.
Whereas what you're doing is providing it kind of from beginning to end there, all of them, as long as you can get an API on the machine, you can connect it through CogiScan.
Right. I mean, that was always our mindset is we don't want to force every company to use, let's say, only CogiScan technology. That makes no sense, right? I mean, no matter how big and successful you are, you cannot fulfill all the needs of all customers, especially when it comes to software, right? So our idea has always been to be open and open architecture, and people can pick and choose what they need from us and what they need from other vendors, right? So we've never seen ourselves as competing with other software vendors. We're part of an ecosystem, right? Where we're very, very strong is the machine connectivity part. And when we do machine connectivity, We're not trying to say, okay, this is our data now, only us can do something with it. No, we open it up to anybody that needs it, right? So of course we're going to use it if we do traceability, if we do dashboards, we're going to access the data we generate from the machines or we collect from the machines. But once it's there, the data is available to any other system, right? Because people will have an ERP that cares about material quantity and WIP and stuff like that. They'll have MES that care about things like that. PLMs, you know, there's all kinds of systems out there that we also require access to the machine data. So we're trying to do it in a way that it enables an ecosystem for our customers to pick and choose different pieces of software from different vendors and make it all work. Because see, one of the issues that's very simple, but technical roadblock right now, some machines have only one port available to connect to it, right? And today, so if one MES is connected to that port, nobody else can access the data, right? So That's always been actually a roadblock for you know, wide range digitalization. So you have to pick only one vendor, one software vendor that's going to do everything, or you have to decide which software needs the data or integrate complex software systems together, right? That makes no sense. So this is why we designed Connect to be multi-tenant, if you want. So in other words, once the data is collected, it's made available to multiple hosts right away and potentially in different formats. I say this host likes to speak CFX and this other host likes GEM. Doesn't matter, right? I mean, we support all of them and we can support multiple at the same time. So this is a big element of the magic sauce of how we do things and how we enable our customers to really, you know, perform more functions more easily. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and that's what always struck me about your solution was kind of that modular, flexible kind of platform that it is, right? That, like you say, you can choose to use or, you know, it in different ways. And it strikes me too, just, you know, to go back to the OEMs that we're just talking about, you know, where you're saying that they're implementing it so they can watch their manufacturing. potentially multiple CMs around the globe, right, and see what's happening. And that really allows kind of a much more kind of a sharing of best practices, I'd imagine, to benefit their efficiencies.
Exactly. So within the same company, let's say if it's a contract manufacturer that says, okay, I want to connect all my factories, I want to measure all my machines on all my lines and all my factories, then obviously within the same company, they will want to share best practices. How come this factory in Malaysia is so much better at this specific KPI, right? What's their secret? And once we identify that, share that best practice with other factories. So everybody elevates at the same time, right? It's not a question of competing against each other and showing who's best or no. It's about sharing best practices and having access to real data, real meaningful data. So everybody can improve more faster and better.
I began the interview by asking you about when you started in 1999. So I feel, you started on a journey towards Factory of the Future. Your 25 years is a nice chunk of a lifetime here. How do you see us on that journey towards that factory? Are we getting closer? Are we, how much further do we go?
We're getting closer. It's always taking more time than what I was expecting, I would say. But the good news, it's job security, right? I think in the next 25 years, we're going to get back together in an interview and I'm going to tell you, okay, we're about halfway there. But there's always, at the same time, there's always new technology, right? So it's a never-ending quest, I guess, to try to improve manufacturing efficiency, improve the quality, reduce cost, using new technologies that become available, applying those technologies into our world. So so that keeps things interesting.
Yeah, very good, very good. Let me end by asking people who see this and are interested in learning more about Cogiscan. We're in the throes of the show season here in the fall. Where can people go to meet with you, see your solutions and engage?
Sure. Well, over the next couple of months, we'll be at Productronica for sure in Munich. And then there's Apex in Anaheim, back to Anaheim this year. So depending where people are based in the Americas, Europe, or somewhere else, those are two good places to come and see us. And of course, we're only a phone call away.
Exactly right. Good, good, good. Yeah. And you're easy to find on LinkedIn. So that's always tell people, always begin there. So Francois, this has been excellent. Thank you very much. I feel like I understand it a lot better than I did, you know, when we began the interview 20 minutes ago. So that's a success. So good. Well, thank you to you. Hopefully I wish you success at the shows and look forward to catching up again in the future.
Thank you very much, Eric. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, sir.